Hello, hello. Today is Sunday, May 12th, and this is your North Carolina Forward Party Weekly Update. I am one day late. This is your host, Patrick Newton. Normally, we have this on Saturdays, but yesterday, I was at my daughter's graduation, Maeve Newton, who graduated from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and just wanted to give a quick shout-out to not only my daughter, but all the graduates this spring from all the different high schools and universities. Many years of hard work, and they all deserve it, specifically this class graduating college with what they went through with COVID. I know my daughter and many others were not able to celebrate a graduation in high school the way we wished that they could have, so it's nice to see some normalcy and see them celebrating and getting ready to take on the next chapter of their lives. So congratulations to all of them. But let's dive in. It's been, as always, an exciting week for politics here in North Carolina, especially with the Forward Party. First of all, we had Andrew Yang release a TED Talk this week. So if you haven't seen it, Google Andrew Yang TED Talk. It's focused on ranked choice voting, but specifically how it can help rebuild our democracy and heal the process that's been so broken for so long. He uses Alaska as an example and really points out the benefits of the ranked choice voting or instant runoff system as we know it. So please, it's only, I think, 10 or 12 minutes. Take a moment, watch that. I think you'll enjoy it, find it informative, and hopefully it'll energize you to commit to putting in as much work as you can to help us get these great goals accomplished. It also reminded me of our forward process and kind of who we are as a party. So as everyone knows, we are foundationally built on electoral reforms, things like instant runoffs, term limits, getting rid of gerrymandering, getting the money out of politics, using creative and exciting solutions like citizens' assemblies. But for many people, that's not enough, and understandably so. It often comes to where are we on policy? And that's where the forward formula kicks in. As many of you have seen, because we've talked about it before and it is on our website, but briefly, how do we have a process to get common sense, common ground, consensus? And I think our team has put together a really fantastic solution. So please visit our website, take a closer look, but it does involve bringing in all different angles, all different opinions, making sure all voices are heard, and then working to find a consensus that works for as many people as possible. We can use the Citizens Assembly's process as an example, where 51% of agreement is just not enough. Unfortunately, that's how our politics are often run. But we look for solutions where you have 75, 80% of the people that feel it's an acceptable solution that'll improve things and move us forward as a state and as a country. So again, take a closer look when you have a chance. But moving on, speaking of ranked choice voting and instant runoffs, we did, in conjunction with Better Ballot of North Carolina, send a letter to the mayor and council of Raleigh to talk about how we want to see ranked choice voting used in local elections. I've also been speaking with different elected officials on the state level. We're lining up meetings with the Board of Elections. So there's a lot of great work being done in this area. And if you want to get involved and learn more, give me a call or text me. My cell phone number, which I'm always happy to share, is 973-216-4412. So give me a shout and let's talk about how you can jump in your community to increase some awareness and exposure to get ranked choice voting as an option for local elections. Also, as a reminder, we have some great work being done. I had Evan on the show a week or two ago talking about this education on education forum that's coming up. I wanted to report a lot of great activity. We've got some volunteers engaged in the community that are looking for some key speakers and unique ways to educate parents and community members on the education choices that are available in North Carolina. So stay tuned for that. And again, check out our website for details. So that's about it for this week, folks. Hope you had a wonderful week. Again, congratulations to all the graduates out there. Thank you to all our donors. Our campaign to increase our monthly donors has been going very well, so we hope that continues. And also follow us on Twitter, Forward Party NC. And of course, look for our Twitter spaces to be a part of that community as well. That's all for this week. Talk to you soon.